And we're off. Welcome to Seeking Arrangements, everyone. It's Ben. I'm here with Hessa. We have two special guests with us today. John Early, Theta Hamill.
Hello.
Here to plug Stress Positions, Theta's new movie, which they both star in. Congrats.
Oh, thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
Of course.
Do you like my sticker on my phone?
Oh my god, the Coco sticker.
Little stickers in the movie. If you come to the screenings.
Yeah, for your
people
kids
get
to play with. Yeah.
For their children. we've agreed that we don't have to talk about it.
I want to talk about it some.
Okay.
I feel like we should, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
Ben was angry about something.
I wasn't angry.
I was not angry.
This is a homophobic movie.
Startlingly homophobic.
Ben had a pair of glasses in his hands, and when every few
seconds,
I heard glass crack, and I saw blood like going down Ben's arm, and he was just sitting there biting his tongue.
Gay guys don't like to be celebrated on screen. They hate that way more. Yeah.
They will never, the movie companies will never understand. And then, like, I guess gay filmmakers also will never understand. Like, gay guys don't like to be celebrated.
In fairness, there is struggle with in marketing the movie of how they want to target the gay audience
It would mean a great deal for me to scratch and sniff stickers that smell like a butt
for the homophobic movie.
No, it was homophobic, but I liked that part of it.
It's
you don't see gay losers enough, you know.
No,
agreed. Especially of that variety.
We have to, as Billy Porter always says, it means so much to see ourselves up there.
To see themselves up there, you've really made it. My favorite part was just a brief comment. Whoever was laughing in the background of the party scene, you could hear a beautiful laugh.
We should say that Hessa is in the movie.
I did something not just homophobic, but transphobic.
Where me and Amber and
I had five trans women come and do loop group. So like,
no.
For the party, for the gay twinks in the party, they're all played by trans women. Uh-huh. And nobody notices the difference.
Was this completely off the radar?
People were very kind to come in.
You had a bunch of trans come in and voice gay.
Like background gay.
Silencing gay men's voices. Actually erasing gay voices.
The conversations they were having in the background when they recorded it. They were too horrible.
Does anyone have any prep?
Can I have a sip of your iced coffee? Or do you want to try mine?
That's been wiped from the record. Cruelly, brutally, coldly, mercilessly, the gay element has been.
Yeah.
I have a funny story that happened to me this morning.
What happened to you this morning?
To move it on from... Because I'm sure you guys talked about the movie so much.
Do you get bored of talking about it? Not bored, but no. It must be the same conversation over and over again.
It's not boring. It's the worry of being boring about it.
Sure.
By this point.
Yeah.
Like, worry about being boring. But, you know, whatever.
Always the hell of doing it with your friend and, like, having...
John has heard me say the same point.
Yeah. I don't care about it.
She's whipping that joke out again.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing is, really, actually, when you think about it...
You're totally on autopilot.
Is that a challenge?
Now that I'm thinking about it,
it's deplorable, but
it's incredible.
What was your segueing?
I want to talk about me instead.
Absolutely,
I'm happy to.
Okay,
but yeah, I
shut the two gay men down again.
More trans topics.
Yeah, this morning I was woken up at like 9 or 10 a.m.
And I was going to say woke. It's interesting your choice of words.
I was woke this morning at 10 a.m. by my landlord banging on my door, and he was like...
Classic movie situation, not to bring it back.
He was like, I won't do a voice, but he was like...
We are in Chinatown.
Yeah. He was like, excuse me, there's a leak coming from your bathroom down into your downstairs neighbor's bathroom. And I was like, okay, you can go in. And so, like, him and, like, three other guys came in and were, like, fixing this leak.
Were they hot?
No, they were old. But I realized, like, as they were fixing it, I'm like, oh, wait,
Fuck them.
Yeah. Maybe about 6'2". But I realized I have this poster in my bathroom, and I can hear them, like, whispering and, like, laughing, and I'm like, Ghanaian Boogie Nights poster. And for the audience at home,
it was a giant penis.
It's just a huge cock.
It's an illustrated Boogie Nights poster where you get an effect that you don't ever get in the movie.
But. Yeah.
What were they whispering? Were they speaking Mandarin?
They were speaking in Cantonese, I believe, actually.
I would have whipped out Google Translate so quick. Yeah. Held my phone against the door.
To the door like that. Yeah.
That's me and you, they were saying in Cantonese.
That's me and you.
Me and who? Me and who?
Yeah. Me and who?
Is everything all right with your bathroom?
Yeah, I think they fixed it.
Okay.
I hope they fixed
it. These old buildings.
I know.
When the weather changes. You know what I'm talking about.
It's crazy.
Yeah. I'm so happy the weather's finally changing.
I'm mad about it.
Do you
not to literally talk about the weather, but...
Do you do well in hot weather? My boyfriend is so happy after a miserable winter, and I couldn't be more angry about it.
I know.
I really hate the transition.
I like the rainy. I like when it's rainy.
I like when it's rainy. Everybody is off the street.
No. Mm-hmm.
There's no ruckus. Yeah. There's no frisky energy. There's no frisky sex energy.
I wanted to be like 100% humidity, like, barely clothed.
What do you wear?
The street.
This transphobia. Yeah. It's coming out again.
Plain white. I just like a cartoon character. I
have like the stickiness. The like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And something about it is comforting.
Hate it, guys.
Like
with humidity, it's like you just have to accept. I mean, there's nothing you can do to really mediate that.
Right,
you
know?
Yeah. So you have to stop thinking about what you wear because you're just going to be sweaty immediately.
To let it in.
You have to.
It's a helpful limiting.
You have to humble yourself to nature.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
You know? And I've been going to the. I've been lurking and leering a lot at the park.
Yeah, every time all the time to be like, I'm watching men play soccer in the park.
Yeah, I go to the park and watch a bunch of guys play soccer, and I'm like, what could be better than this? What could be better than this? I get a little iced coffee. I go and I watch men play soccer. I went there the other day, and there were children and women, and I was really mad about that.
Disappointing.
Bring men back.
Bring our men back.
Put men back in sports, please.
Mm-hmm. What happened to men's sports?
Yes, no more cis women in sports.
You hear about that Caitlin Clark lady?
What?
You know?
Oh, it's the just basketball player.
Yeah, basketball player.
Why is everyone talking about her? What's going on?
I think she's just playing basketball. And
I literally
about it.
I genuinely thought that she was trans when my mom brought up Caitlin Clark to me.
Well, that's because they're talking about her.
It's the first thing you think. But she's just normal.
I was like, I was like, listen.
Well,
mom,
no, it actually is all of them.
Let her play. Let her play, please.
not to scold you.
I forgot that it is all.
It's all of them. It could be no other way.
All of them. Do you know? Do you know anything about this bevy?
The bevy.
The transvestigator.
Friend. So there's a.
No.
There's a woman who's on
the
listener. No. Theta's been on for a couple of special apps on this.
Whereas I have not.
Schizophrenic woman.
Yeah, I've not been on. pointed.
She's a woman on Twitter named Bevy. I must be short for Beverly, which is crazy.
And she tweets about how all celebrities are secretly trans in either direction. Unless they're actually trans, like Caitlyn Jenner, and then they're actually cis.
Yeah.
Which is really the beautiful twist.
That's her beautiful
logic.
Twist.
Yeah.
She's still on Clark.
Ben and
Hess
are the experts. Are the real experts.
We forced Theta to watch maybe 2.5 hours of slideshows of her.
It was a pleasure.
It was fun. She's still out there. Somehow.
The main point is that
it's all of them, and it could be no other way.
Could be no other way.
Yeah. We should show Vivi your movie.
She would love that movie.
Oh my god. That would be incredible.
Spin right off her body if you saw that movie.
Have you had contact with her?
No. We don't tap the glass.
Although I have had people send me her home address. People have done some.
Yeah.
I've gotten.
Whoa. Have you talked about that on air?
Gay people are scary.
I mean,
I
wouldn't read out her
address on air. No. But that's a huge fact that she's been identified.
Doxed.
She's D-O-X.
Yeah,
it lives
in Portland.
She lives in Portland?
Yeah.
Oregon?
Don't say where she lives. Don't say this is thing or
she lives in Portland.
She lives in Portland.
You know.
For a time I did as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm like being someone who, you know, subscribes to this theory that everyone is secretly trans. Again, Portland must be a hellish place to live.
Hell on earth. Truly.
Anyway.
Yeah, these queer centers breed transphobia. They can breathe there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, I thought you were okay.
They have the opposite effect of what they're
That's exactly right. That's exactly
right. We all have to go back into the closet.
That's what Billy Porter continually fails to understand.
Did y'all like my corset at the premiere?
Hidden Enchant.
I didn't see your corset.
I was kidding.
I was like, I had a corset,
and then I had a blazer over the corset. As kind of that celebration of the masculine.
And you came in with like a drape from a window in front of your face, and you pulled a string and it came up, and all of these twink dancers went around you and did like a little...
And there was a moat around the brim of the hat.
Yes, and all that baby alligator swim around it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you do have the opportunity to do the, like, gay guy on the red carpet, like, fucked up tuxedo thing, deconstructed... tuxedo
half
like a
gown half tuxedo
half gown half tuxedo
literally
yeah like right down the, like a all gender bathroom be the all gender bathroom sign person go like half literally
they ran out of interesting things to do with men's clothes immediately. Like it's like how they ran out of candies to make. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they started making them like
nougat and chocolate. Okay, peanut butter.
Nerd moment.
Let's talk about candies for a minute, because I've been on TikTok.
Uh-huh.
There are these candy shops that have TikToks, and there are these like...
Oh, you mean the candy making shops?
The scoop. Oh, those ones where they make the classic candy, the cut glass. Yeah. There's those, but then there's also like... The really big shops have like ASMR things where they take the scoop and they scoop it in different like types of candy. And then they rate
from a tub.
Yeah, from a big tub. And they rate like the different like, oh, this is 10 out of 10.
The
like
sound.
Perfect scoop. Yeah, the sound.
So bad. It's so bad what they're doing to our children.
Some of these candies are like, it's like little chattering teeth, but they're made of like sugar. And I'm like, who would want to
I got into a thing a few months ago where I was watching almost nonstop cut candy stuff.
like saltwater taffy or something?
No, saltwater taffy is like a slobs game. Yeah,
you just watch that big hook.
On a big hook, and then
I like an ancient, like, bowl of meals.
It's what you want. Now, a lot of colors, a lot of flavors, whatever the fuck. But the cut candy thing is like the same process every time.
Yeah.
Where they cook it, they dye it on a cool slab, and then they press it together so that when you stretch it, it would say, like, Ben in little black letters.
I love that.
Does it say John ever?
Yeah, once a year. They go through every name, a name per day every year. But I was like, I think that the whole appeal of this is the clickety clackety thing.
It's truly the ASMR.
Do you think it's making everyone like incredibly stupid?
The sound stimulation of the TikTok. Yeah.
TikTok is making me so much stupider.
I fucking want to go one step further and say fucking ASMR is gay as hell.
Yeah,
and it fucking has always been stupid.
Yeah.
Do you know ASMR?
Yeah.
So like this whole thing was like the idea that you could, because of streaming, basically do something that's totally embarrassing for hours and hours and hours on end. Like of listening to somebody tickle and talk in a whisper.
I hate it.
I think it creates a really bad sensory standard for all of life. I think it's really horrible. Like, you should actually ignore the little tinkly, crinkly sounds of life.
Yeah.
You should be an adult and listen to the human voice speaking at full volume. Mm-hmm. Or you should...
Unless it's in, like, a 70s movie and it's, like, Robert Redford plugging a bunch of thingies into,
This isn't movie mindset!
No! So, what did you guys think of Katharine Hepburn's performance?
Wait, actually, I want some more gummy bears real quick.
Go ahead.
That kind of fucking shit, the thing is that this I won't go on a tear.
No, do it.
No, because they used to have they used to not be able to reproduce these high-frequency tinkly, crinkly sounds.
Yeah.
They were just in the middle, a nice fat ribbon of mids.
And that's what we needed in the world. But then, like, every technology, they went too far.
Yeah.
They went too
every
far.
Every single technology.
And now there's no turning back.
Mm-hmm. 8K video? 8K.
No turning back.
You can't even see 8K.
But that's why I don't know, it's hack at this point to talk about the gooning stuff.
No, it's hack to talk about the Goonies.
I've never been able to really even... think about it because it's so disturbing to me. I haven't been able to really form a thought because I'm not willing to interrogate the concept of someone alone in their like cave-like dwelling of a bedroom masturbating for 24 hours.
Two things like this.
Yes.
The sound of the
You know, I would just like to remind everyone who we're in the presence of right now. So please,
Jesus Christ.
There's a big portion of Jesus
here today.
Well, you know, we've been talking through this so thing called because Theta named my character Terry Goon.
Terry Goon. That's true.
And that was before the kind of phenomenon.
Before Gooning swept the
names are incredible
nation.
In the film.
We don't have to talk about the film.
Okay.
Sorry, I wasn't trying to bring it back.
Sorry.
Now there's the homophobe Ben won't even talk about people masturbating for 24 hours and drooling down their front and doing horrible things.
Do they film themselves? Is that also the point that they upload that?
It's a component.
I'm sure they can.
Yeah. I think it's a component.
But I think it's more they like to be the... the observer.
Yeah.
But this is what I keep saying also, that the fact that that anybody could gather together and talk about it means that it is over.
Do you think there's something new around the horizon that we probably don't even want to think about?
It's going to get worse. It's definitely going to get worse.
You know who I think was the ultimate gooner, probably?
Who?
Is, you know, in The Matrix Reloaded, when they go into that room and it's like Colonel Sanders and there's all the TVs. I bet he just watches like everyone in the world jacking off at the same time. And that was
he himself is also...
Yeah, he's going to town.
Interesting.
Down the front.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. You know, just yesterday I signed up for a class action lawsuit against TikTok.
You did?
Really?
Yeah.
Because it ruined your son.
What is the class action?
It's about TikTok selling data to companies they weren't allowed to sell data to.
Uh-huh.
But there's also a component of it that reflects if, for example, you're a TikTok user or you have a child who's a TikTok user and they have become depressed or addicted to the phone or whatever it may be, you can get a settlement of up to $10,000.
Whoa.
So I signed it. No, I was like, I can't get out of bed. I can't talk to my friends.
No, we gotta do like...
I don't know where my son is.
We have to do like 10 episodes in a row where you're just like, I don't even care.
Yeah.
What kind of proof do you have to submit? Like, SSRI?
I filled out this quiz thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, have you or your child experienced any of the following symptoms as a result of TikTok usage? Check all that apply. Addiction, compulsive use, anxiety, depression, insomnia, fatigue, inability to work. And so we'll see what happens, but I hope that maybe I'll get a big payout. I was trying to figure out if I could fabricate having a child, but that seemed a little...
It's not totally
impossible. I think you might be able to go to jail for that.
I'm sure it's some kind of fraud, I'm sure.
Are you on it? Do you do it?
Not really.
The reels or the TikToks or the shorts?
No.
Instagram.
Yeah.
I made one series of TikToks that I'll send you later, but I think you might actually like
them. You yourself, are you on them or are you pointing your camera out at the world?
I found this like in this very strange video that was like stock like electronic music, and it was called like top like 45, because you and I have talked in the past about how we're avid, you and I, Theta, the listeners. I keep forgetting they can't see anything, but because they all looked at the eclipse, but we have talked about
it was worth it.
Avid YouTube users, and so I found this YouTube video one day. Yeah, that was like top like 45 cool new recipes to make with eggs. And every once in a while, there would just be like a horrifying one. So I like just edited that. I like cut it out, and I put like silence with like kind of like quiet droning music at the end. Yeah, but I made a few of those, but
it's a vice.
I'll show you after.
Yeah, it's a vice. I love reels though, because they're so like developing nation, like
third world. It's a peep into the part of the third world or the developing world that does reels. Yeah. You're never seeing, it's not like you're on the ground and experiencing life. You're seeing five people do a stupid dance.
Yes. Yeah.
I was gonna say they're dancing against a strange backdrop.
It's good to know they're all dancing out there.
Yeah. As far as I know, they're dancing all the time. They're so happy over there.
They love dancing.
Yeah. It is a fucking very particular view onto the rest of the world.
Yeah, no, it is. It is.
But people endangering themselves.
I'm working on something that involves choreography right now, and I literally almost found myself a few nights ago sending a video to a choreographer that was like in an African slum.
The video.
And it was like incredible dancing. And I was about to be like, let's use this. And I was like, don't.
Have you ever seen Coyote Ugly? Not to be bringing up movies all the time.
We've seen Coyote Ugly.
The amazing part in Coyote Ugly,
the moonlight,
where they're on the roof and they're practicing their dance, or wherever they are practicing their dance, and they look out the window and they see a black guy with a Neo hat doing crazy dance moves, and they're just copying him, and that's the routine they use to win the competition, is they're just copying a guy that has no idea they're doing this.
They were doing it in plain sight.
Through the window, and it's like a joyful training montage, it's like... Well, this is very strange that they're doing this.
Sorry, are you guys good dancers? You're a good dancer.
John, I love dance.
Yeah, I've seen you pop and lock.
John is the dancer.
I'm good.
I don't dance Theta. You don't try not to stand up ever.
But I would say that Theta is probably doesn't know that she's a good dancer, because you do have a very distinct kind of physical vocabulary that is very present in the movie. I'm not trying to bring it back, but
I have a way about me. I don't dance, and I never dance for pleasure. I've never found dancing to be pleasing at all. Do you dance? Are you a dance?
Depends where.
Yeah.
And depends like on...
You have to be like turned.
I've got to be turned. I've got to be turned. That's a given.
Yeah.
It's more... The times that in the city I do like dancing, or I will dance, is when I go to like Jackson Heights with a group of my friends who are all like, you know, crazy like...
Dance
women, but yeah, dancers are more
crazy,
just
dancing
like,
women,
yeah. But like in little like Latin clubs out there, it's fun to dance.
Oh,
but
yeah.
In like,
so what you're saying is it helps to have any cultural component at all,
being in there, like Bushwick, and it's just like you know,
that's why I feel the electronic and the estrogen in my bloodstream vibrates in tune,
yeah.
But when it's, I can't really dance to like the beep boop of it all.
No.
It's not really dancing. Yeah. It's just there to just, you know, nod your head.
No. Yeah.
Dance.
Kind of sway side to
side. You can dance. You have to be trans to dance. Otherwise, you're just like those Coyote Ugly girls taking, extracting things from the marginalized.
Well, it helps to be, like, for it to be sexual. Like, it, never mind.
The sexual component. It's just,
there's like a sexual component to like Latin music and Latin dance.
Yeah.
That is not present in like Eastern
Bloc. It's absolutely true. It's
They're trying to keep this from us. They're trying to conceal this from the narrative.
Yeah. Secrets.
Yeah.
That's my problem with like dancing in bars and stuff.
Well, I was going to say, do you dance on like clubs and stuff? You more dance for performance, right?
I mean, I every once in a while I find myself dancing spontaneously, and not for money. But
for money is a different matter. I'll do it for money.
But it's never like my problem is that my love of dancing came from like bar and bat mitzvahs.
Sure.
When it was like completely not sexual, and it was just like me and my girlfriend.
Yeah.
And I still really value that like kind of non-sexual, just like physical.
For sure.
And
like,
with
the girls.
Mm-hmm.
And then when suddenly I realize that there is like that someone else kind of enters the picture and is like, I'm
doing it.
I'm like so scandalized. I'm like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Like, you know,
it goes all
bar mitzvah.
But I want to be. I want to be
between me and my girls only.
I would like to learn how to dance for sexual.
It's
reasons.
So much worse to dance for a sexual reason. I think that dancing, the real problem is never what to do with your hands or what to do with your lower body. It's what to do with your face. Your face. Well, your face for me, has sex on it.
It's the head to the toes. What do you do with just everything?
Everything.
Yeah, but
everything.
The face is a yeah. It's a That's huge part of what do you smile the whole time?
Or are you really serious? Like grunting? Like
I'm usually crying, sobbing.
Look at my feet.
Are you blank?
Yeah.
Are you
totally terrified.
Ballerina blank in the face?
Yeah. I go in between this kind of like.
Yeah, and then
I'll go, John, drop it, and I go blank for a little bit.
Sure.
And then I get embarrassing and I go back. It's just...
In all honesty, I probably am like
Yeah.
Completely. Yeah, I'd probably kill myself if someone sent me a video of me dancing.
Oh, God.
I'd be fine with it. I've seen the most embarrassing videos of me dancing, and I'm like, fine, what are you gonna do with
I was having fun. We tell our girls to be small.
Yeah.
We tell them not to look at videos of themselves dancing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We'll do Greek tribe. We tell girls to shrink themselves.
I didn't
get the qualifier. Yeah. I said, we teach them how to be small. We teach them how to curl up under a table in case the homeowner comes home.
Mm-hmm. You know, my dad called me this morning. Like Hessa, I had a terrible morning. My dad called me. And he does many times over the years, he's asked me just point blank, like, what are you doing for work? Like, do you have a job?
Yeah.
He's intimated several times that he thinks I'm either a hooker or a drug dealer.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
And I've told him many times, I'm like, I am a podcaster. And he's just like, what's a podcast? And I'm just like, it's like radio, but he still doesn't understand this. And so now I'm just letting him think that I'm like a hooker.
Yeah.
Because it is more some way like, I don't know. There's more dignity in that than being a podcaster.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Can tell his friends, my son is getting so much tail.
You know? My gay son is
getting dicked down.
He's fulfilling his destiny.
Yeah.
The gay son in New York.
It's
a gay hooker.
He has one other friend with a gay son.
It's way less humiliating.
I bet, how much dick does your son get?
Oh, interesting.
My son gets a lot.
But I was just like, I don't know. It's...
Podcaster is another thing that should never have been allowed to be instantiated as a word.
It really sucks.
Because it's so...
I've switched...
iPod.
Yeah.
And those don't even exist.
I've switched to broadcaster.
I think broadcaster is always...
Broadcaster.
I think it's totally legit.
Yeah.
I think
we're literally doing that.
It's a...
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Casting it.
Yeah, professional. Maybe I'll tell my dad I'm a professional broadcaster.
There you go. Yeah. With who? With what?
But then more questions.
I'm sucking dick for $20.
It's clear. It's actually...
It's something he could understand.
It's clear. And he doesn't have to be embarrassed for you.
Yeah.
The way that any parent is about their child.
Yeah, absolutely.
When they're a podcaster.
Yeah.
Wait until he finds out I'm spending half my day leering in the park.
I am of the age
boy,
now.
I'm a peeper. I'm a leerer.
Summer trends are lurking, leering.
I'm a lurker.
It's so like a menacing pervert.
It's so funny because he sends me pictures too, but the pictures aren't of like the guys playing soccer. It's of like the other leerers. There's like three or four others.
Other people leering.
It's always like the gang's all here again today. It's like, you should introduce yourself and be like, hey, which one are you leering at?
Yeah.
You could like trade notes.
Yeah.
Like,
well, I was hoping maybe they thought that I just loved the game. You know,
I'm just a
sportsman, just like them.
You have the hair for it.
Exactly.
You have the type of hair.
I grew up playing soccer.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Were you
the only sport? Mm. The only sport I played. I mean, of course, I grew up playing soccer. I'm spending my days watching men. There's clearly psychology happening there.
Yeah.
I was okay at it. I dropped out of it in like early high school because I like started smoking pot.
Reasonable.
I was just like,
good time
I
don't, to drop.
And it was gay, and I was like, this is too much for. I'm too horny all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I need to go make some girlfriends because this is like making me want to like explode.
What's the least sexy sport? Do you think? From a gay man perspective, I'm asking
the least
John
sexy
and Ben.
Well, women's NBA,
right?
That is probably.
I don't think
the
so.
Least sexy from a gay man's perspective.
Oh, I mean, no, of men's sports, you have to name a man's sport.
Naming least sexy. Here, yeah. I'll do. I can name the most sexy. It's okay. Hard to do least sexy because they're all
pretty sexy.
They're all inherently kind of hot. They're sports.
Darts, maybe.
Yeah, darts. Yeah, but then you get into like
But I think that of the major sports, yeah. I think basketball is like not as sexy.
Oh really?
They're the kind of.
I love basketball. Of it.
Yeah,
it has. The but sex, I think some
maybe
of the
part of the reason why I loved it is because I wasn't sexually threatened by it.
Yeah. You are allowed to watch the game, not the. You know, the cocks and ass and the yeah.
It has.
I think okay, sexiest soccer, of course.
I completely agree
because they are like.
There's something very.
They're gay. It's a gay sport.
Yeah,
it's global homo sport. Gay, yeah. You know.
I think tennis is really sexy.
Tennis. There's not enough. It's just two people. You know? There's not enough to. It's.
Of course,
it's
a gay
psychosexual.
Guy. For a gay guy, there needs to be no too many loads refused on a tennis court.
There's no possibility of an orgy with tennis.
They get the locker room to themselves.
Yeah.
It doesn't count. Doesn't work.
Tennis is more like I don't know. It feels
tennis is very like, gay.
It's very mm-hmm. yeah. I would say soccer hottest. Number two would be hockey. I would say hockey's up there.
Tate McRae would agree with you.
Okay, I don't know if this is like a right wing influencer or like TikToker.
Tate McRae is just a TikTok singer who has a hockey. She loves hockey.
What are they doing with the names?
She loves hockey. Tate McRae. It's just a kind of girl's name from your high school.
Tate McRae is one
hockey girl.
I missed all the other ones. I didn't get on board with Olivia Rodrigo or
that's a normal. That's a normal. Normal name.
But now I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna get in on the ground floor of Tate McRae. I'm gonna listen to the first one. Tate McRae's great. You can't get in on the ground floor of Tate McRae anymore. I've never listened to
Tate McRae. I think Tate McRae's great.
But I'm like
I fucking love the hockey thing. I love her fucking hockey thing. But
wait,
she loves hockey. She had a music video that was like hockey theme. She's like, yeah, I just want to rap my hockey boys. Well, she had a hockey boy friend. Anyway, Tate McRae.
Sounds hot.
Bambino, or whatever it's called. The fucking ice smoothing.
Zambino.
Zamboni.
Wow. He's so complete. Zambino.
Zamboni. I have a. Wait, well, you're. Oh, what were you going to say?
I'm from Buffalo. That's a hockey.
Hockey. Do you find hockey erotic?
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
What do you find erotic about it? It's like with soccer, it's like the live, lean toned, whatever.
Yeah.
Springing over each other's backs. With hockey, it's more of a beefy
violence.
Thing. Aren't
they?
They're
beating the hell out of
beefier,
each other.
Yeah.
And the sweatiness underneath.
Yeah, the sweaty
all
under the helmet.
And
the fact that often, in my experience,
half of them are drunk.
They're all
brutes.
Get like matching weird
like
hair things.
Gazelles,
soccer hair. Or do like some other like slightly gay thing, you know? Like the entire when I was in high school, the entire like prep like A hockey team, like full bleached all of their hair, and I was like, this is like
pretty hot.
It really scrambled.
They didn't
my...
do it for like cancer.
No. No. They just did it to, as
they
to
did it to torment to, like, the gay people at the school.
Yeah,
so I was on the C team of hockey, which was one step below the B team, and it's the team that was
that makes sense.
Mostly girls, and then like me.
I have a least. I think I have a least sexual male sport in the sense that I do think it's repulsive.
Okay.
It's not that there might not be fit. Toned people involved, handsome doubles. I think archery is disgusting.
Oh my god!
I think that's barely a sport, it's a hobby. I think that archery is disgusting in every way. The idea of like drawing a bow in this century.
Yeah. Well, it's,
I'm done with this villager shit.
It feels kind of Nazi coded to be like an archer.
It's Ren Fair and
the same thing. Shot putt. No, shot putt is the worst.
Tell that to Gina Davis.
Shot put is Gina. That's woman.
That's
a woman. I think when a woman draws a bow, that's a beautiful thing. like Demeter or whatever, the Greek god of the moon. But a man like with his stupid finger hook glove thing. Anyway, I don't want to dwell on it too much. Yeah. I just want to say that when I see them, I repulse. I imagine that they also smell bad.
Absolutely.
I mean, all sport. Sporting men smell bad.
No.
Not like
some
an
amazing
smell. They might not get a Ren Fair.
Some smell quite good.
They have a Ren Fair smell. That's a good way to put it.
A Ren Fair. Beeswax candle.
I love the Ren Fair, honestly.
I want to go.
They're I've pretty never funny. Been.
We should all.
I mean, of course, everyone there is like.
I don't know if I've ever been to one.
Freak and they're like milk drinking polyamorous like cis straight people. Yeah, they're fucking freaks.
Yeah,
but it's very fun.
The
I
pleasure,
have to say.
The sensual pleasures of the meat, the beer.
Yeah,
yeah.
Of the tambourine, the constant jangle of the tambourine, the recorder, the wood flute,
a bard.
The bard. Of course, the bard,
a bard telling tales of...
Do they happen still? I've never been to one. They still happen.
There's a big one yearly, a little in the Hudson Valley somewhere.
Really?
A couple hours out of the city.
Yeah. Have you ever podcasted from it? It's a good thing. If you're...
be a pretty good one. I could go.
Could be a little... if you want to do a...
Could do a little, like, Frodo thing. People.
We almost did one for the dog.
Like Frodo, I can go. I can go.
Dress like you were after the ring and crawl on all fours.
Yeah.
Although
that's not really the right era.
Yeah, that was a few years before the medieval stuff. The Lord of the Rings stuff.
The Lord of the Rings stuff?
That's where Bronze
historic
Age.
Event was a little before the Renaissance.
But they're fun. I like them. I mean, as I get older, I was talking to my friend last night.
As you're older,
night.
You can feel less and less sexually. It's important to do more. Yeah. More intense.
You stop caring about,
the cringiness.
It's embarrassing to do this or it's stupid to do that. And you are just kind of bored with being cool and doing cool things.
Yeah.
So it's like, well, why not go see a bunch of like big tittied, you know, beer wenches and their like gross boyfriends joust.
Yeah.
You know.
I feel like you are very good at living in this way though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like you have
even I from afar.
You're a good curator of experience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
But I think you could lean in.
It's what you do when you don't have a job.
Yeah. But my one criticism, if we went to a Renaissance fair,
okay,
I would want to see you dress up. And
I've dressed up for
Renfair. Do the voice. I wanted to see you do an accent.
I can't do a voice.
Did you do an accent? Like a British accent?
Yeah, like...
Like a sword and sword lady.
Excuse me, fair madam. Yeah.
Oh, sure.
That's the mega nerd. I would be doing that like crazy. I would be so into it.
I don't think I could.
I'd be so embarrassing.
I don't think I could. Oh, but I'd dress up for it for sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
You could be a squire. Absolutely. I'd be like a queen.
I'm trying to think. I could do... Well, I would... Yeah, squire. Jester, of course, is...
Yeah. That's a classic.
If we all dressed as jesters.
The jester is who speaks truth to power. Tell the truth to the king.
Exactly.
You know, the jester's privilege.
That's why podcasting and comedy are so noble. They come from this tradition of the jester.
Yeah.
Well,
have you ever heard of a Falstaff? Shakespeare?
Yes.
Just wanted to know.
Absolutely. What are other cringe things that
other
you
cringe things that
are
leaning
into?
Axe throwing, maybe?
Well, being a pervert in the park, not to bring it up again.
That's
a new thing that I'm doing in my old age is, you know.
Yeah.
That's a lot edgier
menacing
than it is
families in the park.
Yeah.
No.
That's like scary more than cringe. It's like, there's an edge to that.
I don't know. I mean, I've been doing Mardi Gras, which is, again, that's kind of like rock for rock, 35-year-old rockabillies, you know, but it's still fun.
Do you travel you have to be in New Orleans for that?
Yeah.
So you go there for that?
Yeah, I go there. But they do like Carnival all over like the Caribbean and Brazil. And I had a friend who went to Trinidad and Tobago for the Carnival that they do there. Because it's all just, you know, preparing for Lent.
Yes.
But they go fucking crazy on those like small islands in the Caribbean. I saw like videos and they're like all like covered in mud, head to toe, like twerking in the streets. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn,
I've actually been to.
It seems so like America is such a boring place.
I know.
When it comes to like street fairs and festivals and stuff. I mean,
but at least we have the Purge.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's
I really true. Value that time of year.
Yeah. At least we
that's season.
One year, one day really, a year, we get to shoot all
you
of
you. You can just kill
head.
Anyone. Anyone.
Okay, say it's the Purge. Who are you guys going for?
Yeah, do you have any targets?
It's the Purge.
Where would you go? Any locations you would go to?
You've got a safe house. You've got an arsenal. You're top dog. You know, you can take someone out.
Like, who
do you think is coming for you? And who would you take out first?
Do you think anyone's coming for you?
I would think it's probably a trans lady. I think it would be a trans lady.
And for me, it's a gay guy. It's a gay guy.
That doesn't narrow it down because everybody's trans. Everyone has some kind of trans lady.
Trans or gay.
A gay guy who wants to work with Kate Berlant.
Get you out of the way.
Trying to replace you.
They look exactly like you. Like annihilation. Like
one of those mentally ill people who gets plastic surgeries to look like Justin Bieber, but he's doing it for you so they can kill you and become Kate's bestie. I don't know. I'm trying to think.
Do you have any targets in mind? Anything leap to the top of your head?
I'm trying to think who I'd really want, if like just. Really just like shoot someone in the head. It's a little too obvious to say the president.
For sure.
For the record, I'm joking. It's a liability with saying that.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
There's got
to
be someone. I was pissed off at someone the other day. I just remember who it was.
Maybe I just don't have that hate in my heart anymore in my old age.
Well, that's also pity. What about Mercy? Who would you save? Who would you eliminate?
I'd probably try to save Taylor Cranch.
I don't think I'd save anyone either.
Who would you take mercy on by ending their life?
Who's the most pathetic person you know?
I do think that category is the one that I would draw.
It would be an amazing way to kill yourself and not have the shame of committing suicide. You know, you could just pretend that you got murdered.
You got purged.
There would definitely be a new category for that, like suicide by cop, but suicide by purge, I think they would call it.
They
wouldn't want to give you the free pass. Yeah. You know?
The free pass of being just straightforwardly purged.
Yeah.
You know
what would be embarrassing if you tried to get people to kill you, like, during the purge? They felt so bad for you that they just, like... I don't want to waste a few bullets left. I don't
it's
want to
needy.
We want it too bad.
I've never seen those. I've never seen those movies.
I haven't. I know the premise.
Yeah.
How many are there?
It's like five.
Oh my god!
Wow.
Do they level up the premise in any way, or is it just the same movie?
There's a conspiracy that keeps getting like unveiled. It's a similar thing to the Saw movies where it's like a very simple premise.
Yeah.
But because there's not really a way to advance the simple premise beyond like every episode, they'll get like a bigger vehicle or a larger gun in a bigger location.
Sort of big purge.
So they have to make like the plot and the like lore like really unnecessarily Byzantine and weird and like
it goes way back.
Exactly.
Yeah,
and it's like it's
very how pleasing. What a wonderful
I love that. I love that.
Pleasing movie.
It's much better in real life than it is in the movie, I think.
Yeah, the real purge.
Yeah, the real purge.
No, I agree.
Yeah, but I did love the movie. I really did. It was a great time.
Thank you, Ben.
Congratulations.
Thanks for coming.
I hope you felt spoken to by the homophobic aspect of it.
I truly did. The other thing that I really related to, because you know, everyone nowadays, when you see a movie, maybe this is just me being a total narcissist, but I'm like, oh, who am I in the movie? My friend.
Yeah.
I really identified with Balul's mom.
I do too.
I love that bitch. Because my mom was kind of like that. Because my dad's from Central America, he's from Costa Rica. My mom got knocked up in the Peace Corps. And extradited my father to the United States. And he loves America.
Yeah.
But she's like pronouncing it Nicaragua, you know?
Yeah. No, this is a very real thing.
And I was, there's a real third worldist like supremacy to the movie.
Yes.
Where the only redeemable character is someone who's just, you know, routinely abused by all of the horrible Westerners in his life, including his mother.
Who love and are obsessed with the aspect of him that is that seems to come from afar.
The Orient.
Yeah. So the whole
But I mean you're half Greek.
I'm half Greek, but it's not the same thing. It's not the similar thing because nobody went abroad and came back pregnant.
But I mean, we're both white people in America with
you know,
with some drop claim of to something.
Yeah,
yeah.
The aspect of being of the this, it's very straightforwardly clear how, for certain marginalized identities, it's clear how to present that to the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And to make a case of like why it's even interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very hard to talk about the weird little thorn in your side of being like half Greek. But yeah. Nevertheless, it is a it is a thing where throughout life you go, oh, everyone has a problem with my family for some reason. Maybe there's some behavioral thing here
that can be
traced to an ethnic heritage that makes it totally. I mean, do you have this in as an Italian?
Sicily is basically
my dad's from Sicily.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they like.
John just spit.
They like. The,
spit John walked out. John walked out. I thought this would be a white only interview.
You were fooled. You were fooled.
I'm Scotch Irish.
But yeah, like I've been to the town my dad's from, like, once, and I was like 7 or 8, and there was like, they were like, oh, we just got like bathrooms inside, like a so new like,
oh yeah, sure, yeah.
It's like, damn, like this is crazy.
But yeah, but it's that it's the fucking in the movie now we're talking about the movie.
No, I want to.
The element of it, I mean, it's very overdetermined, like all of these things. There's like, why discuss anything relating to Middle East? Why bring the religion of Islam into it at all? Like, it's just that there is a place called the rest of the world.
Yeah.
There is something like, there is a kind of otherness that can be approached maybe only through religious conversion. Mm-hmm. Like, how would somebody who detested their like vile blonde American origin try to leave it behind?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Where would they find that being totally endorsed? They wouldn't find it in a Dolezal style.
Binary.
You can't cross that binary in that direction.
Yeah.
So the person in this case does that, and they do it full of enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. The only problem is they have a kid, and the kid has to fucking live under the umbrella of that. Yeah, the kid didn't agree to it. Mm-hmm. Like, and the kid didn't agree to... And so everything basically about Bahlul's identity as an Arab person is already being dominated by his white mother.
Yeah.
So he can't exactly just pull on that thread joyfully. He has to move in the opposite direction. He just happens in the opposite direction. There's just a bunch of gay people. There are people who are totally untempted by ethnicity or exoticism or the Orient or any of these kind of things. Yeah. And that's also a dead end. So it is a pitiable position to be in, I think.
It is.
I feel for the kid. I also feel for the mother.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel for the mother.
I feel for everyone, kind of.
The mother, because
hated the lesbian so much. So much.
Poor Vanessa.
I know. I met her at
at
Julius after the screening. I was like, don't be a bitch. Like, don't be mean to this woman for no reason.
Yourself.
I was like, you have to, like, don't be mean to this person right now. Because I hated her character so much.
It's the kind of character that I feel like you've made a whole
I've
podcast
so many battles with this kind of woman. Exactly.
That was the biggest laugh that you had in the entire movie, was when some of the things she was saying.
She was amazing. I love that character.
It's a brave performance to be willing to be amazing.
The villain for the movie.
even the weird peeping, creeping, masturbating older guy.
I love him.
It's just like a hoot and a half. Everybody loves him.
Hang on, did you change in the first time I saw it? Did that guy jack off? Or did he watch?
I think it was added after you saw it.
Yeah.
Jacking off?
Because we just watched a normal video the first time I saw.
Oh, you mean the guy on the street?
Yeah.
This is the most controversial thing in a movie that is like about how all gays are women and how, this weird inter-ethnic, inter-religious thing is that we have a tasteless representation of an eccentric man on the street.
And has anyone said a thing?
No, but everybody has grimaced a little bit in, in the screenings. But I think it's I think it's a very important part of the movie. And we the actor goes on like that for more. And at the very last minute, I decided to include it because I thought it was better to have the voiceover go, "The world is full of freaks." Him. Anyway, not to give anything away, but
well, that was the climax.
Not to give anything away, but the world is full of freaks.
Yes, full of spoiler freaks. Alert. What are you going to do? The other final thing I will just say is that on the subject of Balul's mother, something I've never been able to talk about anywhere before is that there is a completely, I think, relatable experience of going to Fire Island and wanting to stand up on a box and denounce everyone around you. Like in terms of an extremely terms of hellfire.
I've never been.
I don't think you would necessarily
the straight part.
Literally.
I feel like if I went,
I think you'd have fun.
I don't. Maybe.
You don't?
I don't know.
What do you feel about, like, it's when more, you're compared like, to, what do you feel about a gay, like a gay?
I don't really like being like that. At, like, I have way, you know, I was on a date like last week and I got a text.
Are you sure
from,
that's smart?
I know what I mean. You're a girl's girl.
Just given the, given up.
And I got a text from some girlfriends of mine and I immediately was like, why am I like,
Oh my god.
I just want to go hang out with my girl.
You really have a rapport with women.
I love women. I'm not afraid to say it. Yeah. I love women.
I think it's incredible.
Truly.
And it's just like the idea of being on an island with only gay men the women who love gay. But there's a difference between women who love gay men and women who have a gay friend.
Yes.
And normal women.
Yes.
A fag hag and
something in the eyes, something scary in the.
There's something in, and not that I don't have like hag friends. I have plenty of hag friends, but it's like there is there's just a different. You're, it's almost like you're mimicking your own life to them. There's not, or you're mimicking your personality. You know, you're putting something on, like you're being the gay one, and she's being the hag.
Yeah,
but when you're with people who aren't like.
Yeah.
That dynamic isn't as self-aware or self-actualized.
Yes.
Then it's just,
it's not,
you're
like
just
a
hanging out.
And vaudeville.
The most
routine.
Self-aware thing that happens is gay men having gay sex. Like,
here we are on the gay island. Yes. Two gay guys having gay sex.
Yeah. I'm the top. I'm first.
Exactly. So I guess we're doing, it's just like doing your homework.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's, oh, God.
I can't believe how much there is, like on gay Twitter, on, like, gay comedian, like just the just desire to do like tops.
Yeah,
this is, I'm stealing top this actually from Pat Regan, who I think is a genius.
Yeah,
I was talking about this about this the other day. He was like, tops be like humor.
Yeah.
Tops be like,
tops be like,
bottoms be like, tops be like, you know, like there is a real
just
like
plug and play gay joke.
It's the same. It's kind of hack to bring this old nugget up, but it's the Simpsons thing of like, white people drive like this, black people drive like this.
Except those jokes are funny.
Exactly.
Those jokes are actually funny to me.
Because gay guys are, they are the
just
same.
What would you do if you couldn't be a top? would your entire like edifice just crumble? Like,
I know.
What would happen if you just couldn't have sex for a week? Like, it's, There's something about like contemporary gay life that is so just unendingly indulgent. I don't mean to sound like some crypto conservative here, but I'm just like, at some point, guys, like, we've got to do something else.
I know. I mean, I saw a tweet the other day that was like, does he really want a top, or is he just a bottom who has hemorrhoids? And I was like, literally clean up your fucking act.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up. Shut the fuck up. Keep it to yourself.
If the guy you're on a date with and tweeting that in the bathroom during knew about
that, all the
you would go
time.
Home crying.
Yeah.
I think it's a conflict of interest. I don't think with one exception, I don't think gay guys should be allowed. I think gay guys being allowed to do stand-up comedy was a huge mistake.
I think the admission of LGBT people
into the world of stand-up comedy is a huge mistake. I'm only speaking half ironically, but it's because I don't think it's funny to explain what gay is to people that already fucking know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That already know that there is a top and a bottom,
mm-hmm.
and that one is about the ass, and that there's shit in the ass, and mm-hmm. you know that feeling when you've got it.
The cow goes moo.
I think it should go back to being an unspoken.
Yeah. I mean, it's a hard, like, critique or idea to advance that it used to be better when there was more when there's
secrecy
yeah, like not everything was permissible, because in all actuality it was much worse. People were dying or whatever,
of course,
but
and guess without saying,
even,
of course.
Even wanting whatever,
clarify that, of course they do.
Let's have a moment of silence. Actually, can we have a moment of silence?
Whatever. that aside it's just like, it's, I don't know. There has to be something needs to be done about it.
The only gay thing
something's got to be done about all of this gay.
There is the only gay thing that was ever allowed to be that was good is the idea of like two fighter pilots trapped in the mountains.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Who, in the course of finding warmth in each other's arms, discover that they also want to kiss and love, make love to each other.
Yes.
Everything since the first two fighter pilots discovered gay sex in the mountains.
No, absolutely.
Has been role playing and homework. It's been,
yes. It's I would torment. Love. I would have loved to have been one of those guys who had to join the Navy to like suck someone's dick.
Oh my god! I know. Yes. I know.
No, and meanwhile, you have a wife who knows what's going on.
Your wife knows. And,
but she has to take the first version of Xanax. That's like, it's like 20 Xanaxes in one pill, and she's vacuuming the same spot on
she's
the carpet
cutting,
all
cutting
day
it up like
with
a steak,
a horrifying smile on her face.
Time for my pill.
Yeah. My gay husband, my cock sucking gay Navy husband.
Mommy, I drew a picture.
Esmeralda, take it in the other room.
Yeah, you went to the straight part of fire? I didn't know there was a...
There's a
I didn't
straight
know
part.
They left,
oh, yeah.
I didn't know they left some land for anyone else.
Oh, it's like mostly straight.
Is it mostly straight?
Really?
The Fire Island pines and like Cherry Grove, are the like...
The gay hotspots.
Mm-hmm. But the rest of it is like Long Island, like...
Yeah.
Kind of conservative, like family home.
Like Mets and Islanders fans.
Yeah.
Like...
Wow, interesting. What was the straight part like? Are they aware of what's happening in these places?
Are they scared?
Absolutely.
No,
I don't know.
I don't
think
it's like a carnival attraction. Because you leave from the same
year. Sure.
I was just there like working with someone for like 2 weeks in a really like gorgeous shack on the beach.
Yeah.
You know, and
sounds
it was
nice.
Like heavenly.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's all I did. And it was like October too. It was getting kind of cold.
Mm-hmm.
Like kind of it was clearing out. It was
The gays had migrated south for the season.
They went to hibernation.
They went into a big cave. Just got into a mile. Yeah.
Maybe I'll go this summer. I don't know.
Yeah,
it's worth trying.
I would do whatever you want. It's a novelty like the Ren Faire.
Yeah. Maybe I should approach it that way.
Yeah, just approach it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Journalistically going to the pines.
Yeah. No, bring a mic.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be plugged in. Just bring a mic.
I want to go with like a regular who can show me the stuff.
An insider.
Yeah.
Well, there is like, I imagine too, there's a fair amount of totally unnecessary self-consciousness. Like, like if you or I went, like, I don't think people would be like, you know what I mean? I think people would be like, people just, you know, no one would really care. But I'm the same way. Like, my friend was helping me with some clothes for this like press week, whatever. And she gave me this like kind of silver bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause I never wear jewelry, and I was like,
And she was like,
for the
just,
radio.
Yeah, she was
the
like,
radio,
just
John recoiled weird. Slowly from the microphone as if in horror for the radio.
Thank you. And I put it on the other day because she was like, just leave it on for 3 days.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because I just have some idea of
I can't
myself.
Do it either.
I can't do it.
Which always, it makes you feel so pathetic when someone's like, no, it's really, it's like so good. Like,
yeah, it's cute.
Try it. Yeah. Yeah.
And I was in Chinatown. I was like, you know, walking around with 20-year-olds. And I was like, everyone's laughing at me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like cackling head back.
Have any of you ever done like cognitive behavioral therapy?
No. Yeah. No. Believe it or not, I've never heard
it. It's like controversial because it's all about optimizing you for normal society,
sure,
basically.
Sure.
But I remember going to one who told me that an exercise I should do is stand up as the train was like getting to like West 4th Street, to stand up on the train and go, next stop, Shining Time Station.
No.
They're trying to make you more normal by doing that?
That the exercise is basically that
it's like exposure therapy?
Exposure. Yeah. I always will. That's for me the quintessential. No. Like, wait, it's like, I never did it, but to stand up and stop. Next stop, Shining Time Station.
Those are the actual
as
words.
The train is going in, pulling into just a normal New York subway.
But are you is it because
nobody would even acknowledge and then you would realize that actually
no one cares about
the thing is, I already fucking know that.
I know
no one really cares.
Yeah. You feel anyway that they would hate your bracelet. Those two things, one doesn't actually solve the other.
But also,
think about it.
I feel like if you did that, I didn't know you, I'd be like, it's fucking freaking.
I know.
And if you ever met anyone on that train again, like, no. Didn't I see you the other day?
Lady who's
you're
shouting.
Then you realize, I can live with it.
Yeah. Are you in CBT?
No,
dropped out after
Here's
that.
Here's what happened. I was seeing a therapist for a long time, loved her, really great. And then
she was CBT.
With COVID, she was like trained in it.
Uh-huh.
So I would go in. It's not like fucking psychoanalysis. They'd be like, let's help you check your emails today.
Sure.
That's bleak.
It was charming. It was charming.
Yeah. Sure.
She thought that COVID was fake. And
interesting.
She was like,
interesting.
As many people know, remember bird flu, swine flu, and then
Ebola.
I stopped a week
mad cow
after,
disease.
That was huge.
Now, mad cow disease was major.
Nobody died in that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like we're all going to die. Like I need a therapist who knows that we're all going to die.
Yeah.
Weird Paleolithic disease relief from the
when the permafrost melts. Yeah.
Anyway, but the point is, the bracelet is beautiful.
Not worrying.
Fire Island. Also, here's the weird thing about Fire Island is that it is quiet.
Yeah.
It smells good.
Yeah.
There is the gentle lapping waves.
Yeah.
And you immediately surrender to it. And there are
cars.
Immediately cool. You just yield to
the sensory element would like just I'd stop being a bitch immediately.
It's extremely beautiful.
Yeah. Because it's so
child
easy.
Of the pavement.
It's so easy to be a raging cunt. Like there's a jackhammer outside the window right now.
Yeah.
There were a bunch of, there's some like Orthodox or Hasidic like van parade on Canal Street earlier today. They were just driving these giant vans around with banners on them.
Oh.
And I was like, what the, why? It's Chinatown.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't even know you people live here. I'm like, why did you cross the bridge to have a Hasidic parade on Canal Street? I think they did.
Yeah.
And I was just like, the L train was shut down yesterday for like 45 minutes.
Oh, God.
And it was the kind of like the congestion where it's like you are all packed in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was.
Oh, in the train.
In the train.
That's the worst.
We got stuck under the river or whatever.
No.
And, for like 15 minutes. Mm-mm. And I was next to. And this is after being stuck for like, you know, after each station.
The doors open or whatever.
Yeah. And so I'm next to the same fucking freaks the whole time.
Yeah.
And it's a group of barbs who are rapping Nicki Minaj lyrics and doing the like head bob thing.
Were they coming from the Madison Square Garden?
I think maybe they were.
Yeah.
That they must have been because they were really hyped on Nicki. Yeah. I just thought that's
how they acted. But it would make sense that maybe they were coming from a concert.
Yeah.
And then there was another person, like Brooklyn, they them with like a floral like blazer on, reading a book this fucking close to their face. And I was like, you're not reading that. Like, I know you're not reading that. It's like, put it down.
Yeah.
But you should have been like, oh, is that, are you reading? And then like been like, oh, that book sucks. That's a terrible book. Like totally yuck their yum.
But anyway, it's just, I think given that
you was, would surrender,
I would immediately, if I to the birds, saw a single wave, I would, waves. I would, yeah, I'd be like getting.
I mean, relating to that and like the CBT thing, I, in the brief time I was in college, my friend was always like, my worst fear at the like dining hall is like, I'll drop my tray and all my stuff will go everywhere. But right, if that does happen, I think what I'm going to do, the only thing I can possibly do is just look up in the air and go, and just start loudly crying, like louder than anything. And there's just always been something so beautiful of that idea to me of just going like
the freedom
all in on like, all right, I'm going full tilt. I'm just going to like let it out. You know,
The weird thing is the hard thing just in general to reconcile, this is not even a digress, it's like is that normal life, real society is extremely punishing of any deviance. Like it is extremely punishing. And at the same time, nobody cares about extravagant displays of deviance.
Yeah.
If you were to do something extremely odd like that, the blob would just metabolize it easily, it would be totally forgettable. The thing that everybody is actually the real areas where people are punished are when they drop their tray
and then run and try to like go
when you trip crossing a crosswalk
and you're like and you're alone.
I hate when that happens
and then you have
me.
To go you have to be like Well, you have to do something with your face.
You
can't just trip and then stoically keep walking. No. It's impossible. You have to like,
and
don't pay the toll. Yeah. I have to pay the toll.
But you look out to laugh with people, and no one laughs with you because they're more.
But
society itself. What a note to end on.
What a note to end on. Where can the people see Stress Positions?
StressPositionsOpen.com.
Sorry.
He was the fool. Now I'm being made to look like the fool going in for the real plug.
I'm sorry.
I'm being made a mockery of. Sorry. It's playing at IFC starting April 19th, which is the Friday. And then it
arguably
opens
tomorrow.
In other cities,
the day before my birthday, by the way.
It opens in other cities on the 26th, including LA and several other markets.
So go see it, guys. It's a great movie.
It's amazing.
It's very short. Just
listen.
Thank you for making a normal like run.
Absolutely, my
pleasure. Just cannot with the 3-hour.
I'm sad that it's
90 minutes. Thank God.
96 minutes, but I wanted it to be 95.
Yeah. Hey, anyway, can't win. Well, that's it, guys. Thanks again.
Thanks for having us,
allowing us to shamelessly plug,
and thanks of course to Haribo.
Yes,
the sponsor of this
episode.
They
were so good.
Yeah. We talked about the candies and gummy bears a lot. But yeah, thanks guys for coming on.
All right. Bye, everyone.
Bye.